Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hello there, and welcome to Date Fight.
Hello.
It's a Sunday morning, and that means it's soft launch time for the podcast. We don't have to do some big shouty thing.
No.
We can all stay perfectly calm while we find out what the results of the last week of Date Fights is. Because I'm feeling... Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
What?
You're laughing there.
Yeah. Not for any particular reason.
Not for any particular reason.
I am enjoying this very much indeed.
Here we go. Great. So
I enjoy.
Skip the next 3 minutes.
I enjoy this
3 minutes, Matt. Jesus, I was trying to stay calm.
I enjoy.
It's a Sunday, Matt.
This part of the week
is nothing sacred.
More than any other.
I hate you.
My tiny moment of power.
More than I hate you. I hate the British public.
Yeah. Well,
and the Americans.
It's been a crazy week. It's been a crazy week. All sorts has gone on. Do you want to cut right to the chase?
Listen, if you start with your magnanimous, I have not got time to be writing songs.
Would you like to? Should we just get straight to it?
Yes.
Would you like to know? Okay, the votes have been counted and verified. The winner of this week's Date Fight is nobody.
Whoa there.
It was a draw.
Shut up.
Six all.
Really?
Six all. It was. You won six, I won six. I forgot to put up one day's poll, so we have no idea what happened to that. But that one day would have been the decider.
Was it really a draw?
It was a draw. Six. You won six. You won Groundhog Day. Benelux countries, the Pips.
Does that mean I could almost fleetingly think of myself as being somewhere close to being a peer?
You're a joint winner.
Wow.
You joint won this week. Well done. There are no losers, no forfeits this week. Nobody lost.
You're just being... What was... In terms of the popular vote...
In terms of the popular vote, you want to hear the popular vote? You won the popular vote.
That's... Well, then, do a song, then! Oh, lovely, you tried that one, didn't you? Wow! Oh, yeah, nobody won. I won!
All right, Hillary. Calm down, Hillary. Fine, you can have a song.
Yeah!
You did not win.
Enjoy the work, Nat. Enjoy the
work. That's fine, I will. I take great pleasure.
The best day ever. I'm genuinely so high right now. That's not even funny. We've been doing this for 3 months.
And you finally found one measure by which you can claim a win. And good luck with it. Enjoy
it. So hissy. All right, let's draw a line under this.
Yes.
Let's all look forward to hearing Nat's song.
Yep. Any minute now. It's ready.
And let's start... Another Date Fight.
Date Fight!
Hello there.
Hello.
It's time for Date Fight. I mean, you just heard us talking about it, so there's no real need for this piece of music to be here, other than the fact that it's sort of useful, because if I get rid of it here, then it means when I save a copy of this project for tomorrow's Date Fight, that piece of music won't be there with all the mixing information, and then that's more work for me when it comes to editing.
Yeah, you don't have to write a song this week, so it's you just, really need to.
Burns, doesn't it? Actually burns. Fine.
Round one!
I'm going to take you to the 9th of February. Well, I'm going to take you to the Roman Republic. When do you think the Roman Republic was, Jake?
Oh, late 70s, I think.
It was 1849. It's the new one.
Oh.
When in November 1848, there was a riot in Rome, and lots of people said, "We'd prefer to be democratic than be run by the Pope, please." And Pope Pius IX fled from Rome, disguised as a priest. Which means he doesn't really understand disguises, I don't think. I'm the Pope. What can I disguise myself as?
A slightly smaller Pope.
Yes. No, he's bigger than me. He left a note for his Archbishop Muzzarelli and said, please form a government. I know you'll be better at it than I was. Then ran away and hid, although he still kept the right to approve all of the laws that were passed by this new government.
It sounds like a really bad episode of Undercover Boss.
Yes. he was like Pope Pius IX with a big moustache on.
Can you imagine walking around going, so what do you think of the Pope? He's good, no?
He's a pretty good guy, yeah? Mm. So they kept trying to pass things like free press and democracy, and he kept overruling it from far away. So they sent a delegation to go and get him, but he refused to talk to them. He hid from them. And then he threatened to excommunicate everyone if they had elections. They said, well, we should really have... As there's no government here, we should have some elections. And he went, no. I will excommunicate everybody.
Wow.
But on the 21st of January, they had them, despite the fact that Pope Pius IX called them a monstrous act of felony made without a mask by the sponsors of the anarchic demagogy.
Cool.
In the new assembly, Mazzini became the Prime Minister eventually, and he did prison reforms, he established freedom of the press, he was quite good. Garibaldi formed the Italian Legion, but Louis Napoleon, who'd been a friend of theirs, who was now head of France, had been made head of France with the support of the ultra-right wing, so he decided to crush this new uprising and support the Pope again. So it lasted till June. From February till June of 1849, Rome was a republic once more, until the French squashed it.
Well squashed, France.
Well squashed.
Bien squashé. Très bien squashé. On va aller faire un squashing.
Un épuisement.
Un épuisement. Un épuisement. What? Un squashing à l'italien. Let's go to the 9th of February.
Let's.
1983.
Ooh. Yes.
Because right now, everybody's very much closing the stable door because Shergar has bolted. Not bolted.
Oh.
But been horse-napped.
Oh, dear.
Shergar was a racehorse. I'm sure you knew this. And
yeah,
showed an awful lot of promise. I mean, had won awful, awful lots of races and won in June of 1980 the Epsom Derby. Depending on where you're from, by 10 lengths, which was the biggest winning margin in the race's history. And
wow.
Winning all the races, valued at 10 million.
So hang on, that horse is worth more than either of us.
No, I've worked it out. Literally, Nat, I've worked it out on paper. I'm worth 8.2 million.
Yeah.
I've worked it out.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of my potential.
Still.
8.1. 7.4. Oh, my God, what's happening? 6.2.
It's good as you see your potential just drain away passing day.
This is a proper sort of Heart of Darkness podcast, isn't it? It's our slow descent.
It is. We're both Colonel Kurtzing it fully. I expect for people to check back in June and just find us humming to ourselves.
Yeah. So it was an armed gang took the horse, and then there were negotiations with the thieves. But after 4 days, the gang broke off all communication because the syndicate did not accept as true the proof provided that the horse was still alive. They picked it up and it was some Polaroid pictures of Shergar
holding today's paper in its teeth.
Yes, literally holding a copy of the Irish News.
Well, why didn't they accept that? That sounds like pretty provy proof to me.
Well, then they were like, it's just the head. That could be in someone's bed. The caller, whoever had Shergar or purported to, said, if you're not satisfied, that's it. And that was the end of the phone call. And that was it. Nobody ever found out what happened.
he'll phone back. He'll be
back. It was thought that it was the IRA. A guy called Sean O'Callaghan, a former member of the IRA in 1999, published details of the theft. And he said it was an IRA operation to raise money for arms.
Mm.
And he said that soon after the theft, Shergar had panicked and damaged his leg, which led to him being killed by the gang.
Mm.
And the Sunday Telegraph said they think that the horse got shot 4 days after the theft. What I will say was there was a lot of lasagna flying around after that, around County Leitrim. Anyway, that was it. Nobody really knows, but whatever happened, that horse is very much...
an ex-horse.
A dead horse. That I am flogging for your entertainment.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Happy
birthday. Happy birthday to Farkas Bolyai, the Hungarian mathematician who's there because his first name is Farkas. Also happy birthday to Alice Walker, who won the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize for her book The Colour Purple. She has since then gone mad. She was invited on Desert Island Discs. And guess what the book she wants to keep with her forever is? If on Desert Island Discs, the book she chose to keep on her Desert Island forever was... Any ideas?
Her book?
Nope. David Icke's Human Race, Get Off Your Knees.
Okay, then.
Like I said.
Oh, she... Okay.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Also, happy birthday.
You know, actually, Nat, actually...
Yeah.
Read it.
Makes a good... Yeah. Have you read it? Have you read it, Nat? Have you? No.
Read it. Just read it.
Might change your mind.
Then come back to me.
Happy birthday to Joe the Fish, Joe Pesci, who was in, I don't know, Home Alone. Probably some gangster ones as well.
That's always your go-to Home Alone. Yeah, I love that.
Straight to Home Alone. Daniel Stern, he's the best actor of all time.
Edvard Munch, yeah.
Oh, happy death day to John Hooper, the... the Bishop of Gloucester, who, well, a year before he was died, he was the Bishop of Gloucester. Then he was burned at the stake a year later. Happy death day to Princess Margaret. She had a £20 million fortune and got £219,000 of taxpayers' money every year. Happy death day, Princess Margaret. We're now richer because you're dead. Happy death day to Agnes Sorel, who was a medieval French woman, and I'll admit, I sort of got lost looking at a portrait of her which bears no anatomical relation to any human being.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that.
I sent a picture of it to Jake.
Hard work.
I'm sorry, I just got... really couldn't think of anything else.
Have a look. Nat, will you post it online?
I will, put it online.
Well, no, people should see it.
Yeah. Let's not describe it.
It defies, well, gravity, if nothing else.
That's Agnes Sorel, whose portrait is quite something.
Round two!
I've got... the 9th of February, 1942. Because you know what time it is?
Hammer time.
War time.
Oh. That's both.
This is... No. It's all right. I'm not doing a fun Nazis and Sharks thing. This is the Wartime Act.
Ooh.
Which had been enacted on January the 20th, but got implemented on the 9th of February.
Yeah.
And it was year-round daylight savings time in order to save electricity. They implemented it as a wartime measure, and it stayed in effect until well after the end of the war.
Why did it get changed back? If it saves electricity, is it just farmers?
Because people are in it. I don't know what it's about.
Just moaning farmers, is it?
I don't. Why do the farmers?
I don't like having to get up in the dark.
Why do they care? It's dark. It's light.
I don't know.
You know, just
buy a torch.
Get up at a different time. Are farmers incapable of changing their alarms?
I don't know.
Is that what this is about?
Well, I think sheep are incapable of changing their alarms, aren't they? They don't rise and fall with alarms.
Right, and is this a problem for counting them or something? What's the...
I don't know. It's just they don't like having to do it in the dark, I guess. Yeah, it makes... If you try and count sheep in the dark, you fall asleep instantly.
This whole changing the clocks thing, the money the taxpayers spend on moving Stonehenge round 1/12, it's a joke, mate. It's a joke.
When you're in charge, it'll all be different.
Yes, it will, actually. And that's the least of it, mate. You wait.
Oh, I know.
You wait, because I've got a plan for you, mate. I've got a plan for you.
I'm going to take you to 9th of February, 1870, when Ulysses S. Grant signed into existence the U.S. Weather Bureau as part of the Ministry of War. It was done because they thought military discipline would probably secure the greatest promptness and accuracy. Because they thought the military was much more prompt and accurate, I guess, than any other department of government. The Bureau was banned from using the word tornado until 1950, so they didn't scare anyone.
Crikey.
But without that, we wouldn't have weather. So that's the most important thing to have happened.
How is everyone, by the way?
On the 9th of February.
I hope that last night's storm was not unkind to you.
No. So, yes, the established first establishment of a National Weather Bureau by the Americans, or by anyone, but in America. So starting modern meteorology as we know it.
I tell you what, guys, maybe give Nat this one, because, you know, he's had a difficult start.
I don't want it.
Okay, okay.
I mean, vote for Jake. Okay. I mean, you've heard what he plans to do.
Mate,
he's laid out his manifesto.
Mate, I'm gaslighting you, darling. You're being hysterical now. Why are you being hysterical? We're just chatting. Wow, mate. Okay, then.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.